Big happenings in Dearborn. A lot to unpack, a lot to dissect. And who better to do that? The chief of the DetroitBureau.com. You hear him all over these airwaves. Let's welcome him in, Paul Eisenstein, kindly joining us here on the Paul W. Smith Show. First of all, Paul, good morning. Thanks so much for joining us. How are you, sir?
Yeah, I'm well. It's good to be with you. Thanks.
Paul, so much going on. You know, you heard Jim Farley talk about where EVs are going. What's your takeaway, I guess, from yesterday's happenings in Dearborn?
Well, the takeaway is that Ford laid out a very aggressive plan to address issues in each of its business units. You know, it has the traditional operations for the Ford gas-powered vehicles that we've known so well over the years. They have to really address problems in Model E, which is their unit that focuses on electric vehicles. And then they have their commercial vehicle operation. So they have three distinct challenges that they have to address. But in a sense, all three face the same big issue, convincing investors that this time, after missing targets over the years, they're really going to deliver.
You know, it's interesting, Paul, because I know from hearing you in the past and even chatting with you myself, you are an EV owner. You're strongly behind it. We have an EV. My daughter has an EV. And, you know, it almost seems to me like the last couple of years for so many entities have been, okay, this is a start. Now, how can we make it better? And one of the things that Ford in particular is talking about, a smaller battery, a more efficient battery, maybe not a big range, but kind of making this work for everybody?
Yeah, they have to deal with the fact that just like traditional cars, there's a lot of different demands from different buyers. Now, on one end, they're going to have to deliver substantially more range than they get right now. My Ford F-150 Lightning is a great example. At the upper end, they can get about 320 miles per charge. That's actually pretty darn good. However, the competition is going to beat that substantially. We just heard days ago from Chevrolet telling us that the Silverado EV, the competing model, will get as much as 450 miles with their extended battery. And of course, earlier this year, we heard from the folks over at Ram telling us that the 1500 REV will get up to 500 miles. So when it comes to the upper end, they have to deliver tremendous range with the next generation Lightning. And then they also have to deliver smaller, lighter, and more inexpensive batteries for people that don't need all that extended range. They have to drive the cost of EVs down for the consumer. And what they focused on during yesterday's meeting is saying that they're going to drive up profit margins for investors.
Once again, kindly joining us, Paul Eisenstein, chief of the DetroitBureau.com. I think what piqued my interest and a lot of other people, I'm sure, are going to be interested to see what Ford does with this is developing a three-row SUV as part of, I guess for lack of a better term, this second generation of EVs. What are your thoughts on that, Paul?
Oh, yeah, they're going to have a broad range of battery electric vehicles. The industry is beginning to see EVs in every product segment out there. And, well, just yesterday, General Motors announced that they're going to have an all-electric version of the big Escalade, which is going to be called the Escalade IQ. And while they didn't confirm it, we reported on the DetroitBureau.com that they're going to have a stretch version called the IQL. We're going to see a big version of the Kia technology, the EV9, coming out later this year. And here's the thing, the number of battery electric vehicles on the market as recently as the beginning of 2022 totaled about 15. That's all.
Yeah.
By the end of last year, it was up to 50. And by the end of next year, 2024, our data at the Detroit Bureau suggests that it's going to be over 100. So this is going to be a flood of product Ford has to keep up with the competition, not only by bringing out more EVs, but by bringing out more EVs, getting better range at a lower cost.
You know, Paul, it's interesting. Overall, I'd love to get your take on this. It sounds like perhaps inventory is going up and prices are going down. Anybody who's had to purchase a new car recently, sheepishly raises hand, knows how high some of these costs have gone. Sounds like things might be going down.
Yeah, finally. This time last year, the industry had about a total of 1 million vehicles in dealer inventory. That's barely a third of how many you normally see on dealer lots. Now, there's going to be a change. The industry has learned they don't have to have a huge supply. You know, we drive by some dealers in normal times, and we just see crazy amounts of vehicles sitting there. The COVID era has taught people that in many cases they want to order things ahead of time, and that's especially the case with battery electric vehicles. So more people will order vehicles ahead of time and get exactly what they want rather than settling for what's on a dealer lot. But inventories are going up. They're getting closer to the old days. And that means, well, guess what? We're going to start seeing a bit more incentives, and dealers will not be able to charge these huge premiums that some have been getting. Now, I don't expect you're going to be getting necessarily list price or even discounts on some of the super special vehicles, the Corvette E-Ray, the hybrid version of that, or even some of the some of the pickups and things like that are out there these days. But the fact is, finally, it's getting back a little closer to normal.
Great stuff. You can always check him out, not only here on our airwaves. Always love catching up with him, but make sure you check out Paul Eisenstein at thedetroitbureau.com. Thanks for the information. This is an exciting time in the automotive business, and I know you'll be all over it, Paul.
Yeah, we try to stay on top of it, and it changes fast.
No
doubt.
Good
to be with you, Sean.
All right, take care now. Paul Eisenstein from thedetroitbureau.com.